Bradley and Dr. Jen are on the couch.
I'm Bradley. She's Dr. Jen. She's a licensed marriage and family therapist in private practice in Beverly Hills. Monthly column called Dr. Jen in Los Angeles Family Magazine. And here to answer your questions about relationships. Anything on your mind. 800-987 is the phone number. John.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
Good, thanks.
Cheating on your wife?
Yeah, but just a quick synopsis. I've been married 17 years. I got married at 20.
I guess
we've just grown apart. And I guess the hardest thing is leaving a woman who's been there for me, but I'm just not in love anymore.
Well, instead of growing apart, why don't you try to work on the commitment and communication? Because that's probably what the
I'm not sure where to start.
Well, John, what have you done to fight for this marriage and try to bring the two of you close back together?
Dated other women.
Say what have I tried to fight to bring it back together?
Yeah, what have you done to try to save your marriage?
I don't know. I'm dumping a lot of money into our home right now. I mean,
that doesn't save a marriage.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm trying to do the right thing.
But John, you're not doing the right thing. You're sleeping with another woman and you're not fighting for your marriage. You say that you feel bad leaving this woman who's been so loyal to you. But before you walk out that door, I would expect you to fight for this marriage, to sit down with her and say, I feel like we've drifted apart. I want for us to be close again. Let's talk about what we can do. Let's start to make time for each other.
Is it a steady girlfriend on the side, or was it like a one-time thing, or a bunch of different girls?
Well, no, not a bunch of different girls. It's been one person, and it's been...
Are you going to leave the wife for her? Are you in love with her?
No, I'm not going to sit here and say that. I do care for this other person, but it's not where I would leave one to go with the other. No,
because that's bad in any situation, married or not married. You break up with one person for the other person, and it's never going to work out with either one of them.
It's that George of the Jungle thing.
Yeah, you need to break up with one because it's not working, and then after that is all said and done, then get together with another person somewhere down the line. So
absolutely, and I try to break up with that one, with the other one, and that's not working, you know. But
what do you mean? Just say I don't want to see you anymore.
You get the phone calls,
change your number, change your email, block the calls. But look, John, you strike me as a man who does not take responsibility for his own actions and his own behaviors.
But he's building the house.
Yeah, I mean, so your marriage is falling apart. So you and your wife feel distant. Well, what are you doing to not be distant? What are you doing to get closer together? Nothing. You're building a house. You're putting money into the house.
Right.
That doesn't bring people together. There's nothing emotional about it. That's not sitting down with your wife and...
It's like porn. It's keeping you away from doing the communication.
It's a distraction. It's an absolute distraction. So, John, who also says that he can't break up with the girlfriend because, well, she calls. Take charge of your life. Stop being such a victim and start to take responsibility. And if you really do feel bad walking away from this marriage, then fight for it. Then spend time with your wife. Communicate with her. Get some marriage counseling. Do something, but don't just throw money into the house and have affairs.
Right. So sleep with the mistress one last time.
No.
And then, just for old time's sake. Get your kicks, and then break up with her and change everything, the phone number, the email.
Are you aiming for like a rabbit boiling situation for this guy? This woman's already agitated and threatening him and continuing to call him when he suggests breaking up.
I
think the quicker, the better.
Well, all right. You can sleep with her quick.
No.
And then get it over with quick, and then break up with her, and then after breakfast, and then... figure out what's going on with the wife. And chances are, by the way, when you break up with the mistress, she's going to tell the wife.
She sounds a little nutty.
Yeah, if she can't take the breakup and he keeps calling, then I think she's probably... So you're going to have to tell your wife that this happened.
Yeah.
Because sooner or later, she's going to find out from one party or the other. And then you got to sit down and you got to talk and you got to figure it out.
And take responsibility for your own behaviors.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, don't present it to your wife in that same kind of responsibility-free...
Right. And the big addition with the master bathroom and the hot tub and all that stuff, that can wait.
It definitely can. And you'll probably be selling that house anyway.
Yeah, or she'll be staying there. Maybe that's why he's fixing it up for her to stay there and keep it.
With her next husband.
With her next husband.
Bradley and Dr. Jen are on the couch. Monday through Thursday, 10 to midnight. Only on Star 98.7.